I guess we can all be happy that this technology doesn't exist just yet, that your car would snitch on you when you go over the speed limit.
My car and I would be breaking up.
Ford of all companies.
Side eye to Ford. What's happening?
Trying to patent a system that would automatically report other cars to the police. Not the Ford vehicles themselves, but they'd use their onboard cameras to snitch on other drivers.
So, like, calling, hey, this person's speeding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So the cops,
we need that?
So the cops would get, like, GPS info to help track down the offender. Right now, they're just trying to secure the patent. There's no actual installation and technology installed into any of the vehicles.
Here's my question, though. So they're going to be like, hey, saw this one car on this one street at this time. We think they're speeding. Like, go after them. And then the cop is going to, like, try to figure out where you are and track you down to try to give you a speeding ticket because someone else's other car reported it?
Yeah, I guess if an officer is in the area, maybe they can look out for said car to see if they can witness them breaking the law. Because I can't imagine legally police could send or, you know, ticket you for speeding just from a photo or a, you know, GPS location or whatever.
Yes, a report.
Right, exactly.
From someone's car.
But
like, how in the world?
And so the other day I was driving with my daughter, and I really kind of dislike that she has a smartphone because she can map things too. And so now on maps, you know, whether you're doing Waze or Google or whatever, mm-hmm. it tells you the speed of the street you're on and the speed you're going. And so she
is it judging you though? Does it say like side eye emoji? You might want to slow down.
No, it gives you color indicators. So
okay.
Like you are in black if you're fine, if you're under the speed limit, or you're in yellow caution if you are at the speed limit, or maybe above it, maybe by like 1 or 2 miles per hour. But then it gives you red if you're over that. So my daughter's like, uh-oh. You better hope Google doesn't turn you in.
So she's like shaming you.
Yeah, exactly.
For the speeding.
But uh-huh. You know, I'm sitting there going, how far away are we from that?
Well, yeah. Listen, if you have Life 360, every time, you know, my kids are riding in a car or whatever, it gives a driver report.
Yeah.
So whatever, anyone that's driving that's got Life 360, it tells you how, you know, like your top speed.
Yeah. So I feel like we need to. This technology is great and all, but I feel like as humans, we need to still be able to make the decision whether or not we want to try and risk breaking the law.
And I don't, you want to be able to just try to keep skirting under the radar?
No,
you can.
I'm just saying I want to have that option.
Oh, you want to have that option.
I want to have that option of,
yeah.
Okay, say...
Let me make my own choices.
I just want to...
And roll my own dice.
And yes, I know speeding, it can be a dangerous thing if you go too fast. I get it. But I still, like, I want to be able to have that choice and not have to worry about my computer or my car, for goodness sake, snitching on me.
We already have our phones listening in. There are cameras everywhere. I feel like we're being monitored on social media by everybody. Do we need everyone's cars now judging how we're driving and sending in snitchy reports to
the
police?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, we don't.
I
think the police would be like, they wouldn't know what to do. Could you imagine if, like, all the people that are driving at the same time, right? If all these cars are sending off all of these reports on everybody, how in the world could they keep track of all of that?
I mean, and then in the car,
hey, everybody,
and then in the car community, you know, like a Mazda takes a look at a Ford and goes, snitcher, you know,
right? Are they taking like screenshots of license plates?
Right.
Like, how are you tracking people?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is dumb. Stop.
But,
they should give it up.
But
give up the technology and the patent. Stop working on it. Work on something different.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I'm saying it's coming.
It's a dumb idea.
You know, so, hey, there are already the speed cameras that are at intersections that will literally send you a ticket in the mail if they see you run the red light or
exactly.
Or
they're
speed
already
through
snitching
there.
On you.
Yeah. So we don't need We don't need our cars doing it too. So
we don't need more people, more things, technology turning people against each other.